Abigail Gray, do you think it's fair that estate agents will have to take an exam? I mean, you've been in the industry nearly 20 years now, when they know the job already, when Roper comes in. Talk to me.
Yes, I do. I think it's quite right. You have to have a level playing field. And whilst I appreciate for some people it will be difficult to take an exam, if you've been in an estate agency for 20, 30, 40 years, a little bit of studying shouldn't be too difficult.
Level 4 exam, they reckon, you know, is 70, 80 hours worth of training. And a lot of people say, I don't want to do exams. In fact, I'll leave the industry. Is it fair for them that we lose that amount of knowledge?
They may be able to work in a different capacity in the industry. Maybe they can use their knowledge to go into consultancy and training where they won't require those qualifications, and they can spread their knowledge around that way. If you're working with people in a client-facing industry, I think you should be regulated.
So will that change the estate agency industry into an estate agency profession? Do you think it will do some good?
I think it'll do massive amounts of good. If you look around the world, and particularly to the countries that we as a nation look to when we're looking for expert estate agents, we look to Australia, you know, Tom Panos, John McGrath, and we look to America with Tom Ferry. These are industries that are regulated there. I mean, they're regulated in a large number of countries around the world. Why not here? At the moment, you could choose between a career being a used car salesman or an estate agent. And as an estate agent, I don't want to be considered on the same level as a used car salesman.
Interesting times ahead. We've just got to put our head down and get these exams done.
Exactly. Studying. Haven't studied for a while.
Why don't we start now?
Exactly. I am.
Excellent. Thank you for your time today, Abigail.
Thank you.